Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the essence and the soul of our lives, who is the comfort and coolness of our eyes, who is the one in whom hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, and whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, the owner and distributor of paradise. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an relates that du'as remain suspended between the heavens and the earth until one recites through the park upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today we're going to talk about something which could change our lives. Today we're going to talk about such a tool that we have, which is a gift, a blessing, but at the same time it is a weapon, and it is such a powerful weapon that you can live your life by it. Subhanallah. It is something which we cannot live without. It is something that we rely on for our existence. It is something that we need. It is something that we turn to in times of distress. It is something that we turn to when we're needy. It is something that we turn to when we're alone. It is something that we turn to when we're in fear. It is something that we rely upon most of our life. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, dua, Allah, Allah, Allah. It is a very, very powerful weapon. One that can change our fate. It has been described as ibadat. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has described this act as the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been described as the essence of ibadat in the Hadith Mubarakah. It has been described as the brain of ibadat. It has been described and the key to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been described as the light of the heavens and the earth, the nur. There is no thing more dignified and respected and precious in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal than dua. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us that Allah Azza wa Jal loves the people who make dua in His court, make supplications in His court. There is a narration that when a person makes dua in good times, Allah Azza wa Jal helps him in difficult times. Dua is our conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is connecting with your Creator. It confirms your servitude, your powerlessness, your humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. when your requests are presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are making a request in the court of your Creator. And by doing this, you are recognizing that you have nowhere else to turn to. And when it comes to worldly people, if we make a request, it has to be timed. People sleep, people are busy. So you have to take time, and you have to get an appointment, or you have to have a meeting, and then you can make a request for it. But when it comes to the court of the Creator Supreme, there is no time. You can make a dua any time, and Allah Azza wa Jal, without doubt, is always listening to you. When it comes to the people and worldly matters, you have to have a meeting point, you have to have a particular place, you have to have a particular method, you have to dress in a particular way to meet certain people, and there are all these etiquettes and procedures you need to follow to make a request in anybody else's court. When it comes to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you don't need eloquence, you don't need fluency of speech, you don't need beauty of talk and advocacy. All you need is a pure heart. You don't even have to be articulate. Your broken words will have more effect in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal if they come sincerely from the heart than the words of those who speak eloquently. And those who can't even speak, they still present what is in their hearts in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. And their hearts feel that Allah Azza wa Jal is listening and accepting their prayers. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, dua is a very, very powerful thing. And then when we take this very powerful tool that we have, and then you combine it with this blessed month, a month full of mercies and gifts and bounties, Ramadan al-Mubarak. And when you bring the two together, Allah, 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 the potential gain for the mu'min, the believer, is beyond our comprehension. We know that at the time of iftar, the dua of the fasting person is accepted. So if we could combine the beauty of making dua with the blessed moments of Ramadan, then can you imagine the benefits we would reap? At different times and different places, du'as are accepted. And there is more chance of them being accepted, for example, if you are on the plains of Arafat, or you are at the outside the Kaaba Sharif, if you are at the Multazam, you are at the Rozai Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are stood in the shade of Gumbad-e-Khadra Sharif. All these places, without doubt, are places where du'as are accepted. If you're with the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, you make du'a, and you believe that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept that du'a. You're with your parents, you make du'a, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant your wishes. But there are times and there are places and there are people which could lead and do lead to the acceptance of your du'as. You have to find the time, find the people, or travel to the place. But today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we are neglectful of this amazing gift, this amazing tool that we have to make sure that we gain what we want. Dua is the essence of worship. With it, we can never fail. Without it, we can never succeed. All the difficulties and distress we face, the worldly means of dispelling them, getting rid of them, may or may not work. The one thing that you can rely on is a sincere dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The difficulty is, our concept of dua has been distorted. We have made it into a ritual. It's just something we do. After namaz, we raise our hands and we then wipe them over our face and off we go. There is no humbleness. There is no sincerity. There is no feeling of I am connecting to my Creator. I am conversing. I am requesting. I am placing my needs in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because we have reduced it to a mere ritual, and may Allah forgive us, we have belittled this great gift through our actions and even our words, that we do not reap the benefits and rewards of it. The Quran told us time and time again. In Surah Baqarah Sharif, verse 186, translation from Kanzul Iman, I answer the prayer of the praying one when he prays to me. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Mu'min, verse 60, pray to me, I shall answer your prayers. Subhanallah. We have been commanded time and time again in many, many verses of the Holy Quran and in many, many beautiful ahadith and mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua the essence of our existence. We should be making dua all the time. We should remain in connection with Allah Azza wa Jal day and night. We should remain in a state where whatever we need, even if it's something small, we should turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We have in the tool of dua a beautiful secret connection in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to present even the minutest of needs and ask for them. And Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased when his servant asks in his court. When his servant accepts that there's nobody else that can help me, Ya Allah, you are my creator and I turn to you because I know that only you can help me. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we shouldn't just turn to Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of disaster, at the time of calamity, but we should be turning to the Creator Supreme every moment of the day. Whenever we need something, whenever we expect something, whenever we wish for something, whenever we want something to happen, whatever it is, we should be constantly asking in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by doing this, we are implicitly accepting that nobody else can help me. Only my Creator through my du'as and the acceptance of those can help me. And in this way, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we become more God conscious and we come closer to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the reality is that if we think about it, there is nobody else we can turn to. Who can fulfill any of our needs? Only Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, there are means, but the supplier of everything, the giver of everything is Allah Azza wa Jal. Once we understand that this dua is something special, then we move away from this mentality of giving it lip service. And we start to appreciate this amazing weapon that can help us in this world, in the grave and the hereafter. This amazing tool, this procedure, this mechanism to change our lives. And then dua not only for ourselves, but for others as well. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, dua itself is amazing. And then when it is combined with the precious moments of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Allahu Akbar. And then the expectation in your heart that my Creator is the provider, is the sustainer, is my Rabb. I'm asking my Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the beautiful hadith of Mubarakah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that Allah Almighty says, I am with the supposition of my servant. So, the scholars write that the way that the servant imagines and has an opinion concerning Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful Lord reacts according to that. Subhanallah. And if we have the belief that I am praying in the court of my Creator, He is listening to every dua and He is the one who will fulfill my needs and I rely and trust Him solely, then subhanallah, we will not only reap the rewards of making this dua, but this dua becomes an act of worship which brings us closer to Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah azza wa jal will give us what we want. But not only that, the mere act of doing it means an increase in good deeds in our book of deeds. Subhanallah. In another beautiful hadith mubarakah, it is stated that there is nothing nobler to Allah azza wa jal than dua. This thing that we today regard as something which, after we've finished namaz, we can just quickly say a few words and off we go because it's not important, was actually the essence of ibadat. It is like, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, working for somebody. Say you were working in a hot desert and trying hard in the heat, digging pits. And then when it came to the time to take the wage, you simply walked off. People would think you were foolish. When Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that after salah, and especially farz salah, that is the time to ask in the court of Allah azza wa jal, your du'as are accepted. And yet, we simply do salam, pass our hands over our face quickly and off we go. You are like that person who has done the hard work but doesn't want his wages. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, we need to learn that du'a is very important. It deserves our time, our attention to detail when making it, and the manner in which we make it is crucial. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, do not get fed up with dua, for no one will perish with continually making dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. It is a means of our surviving. It is a weapon of the mu'min. It is a tool by which we can achieve. It is a tool by which we can get rid of calamities and misfortunes. By praying salah and asking in the court of Allah azza wa jal to protect us from calamities, many of those calamities disappear. By asking Allah azza wa jal to protect us from misfortune and balai, they disappear. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all those calamities and misfortunes that descend and that which will descend in the future can be averted and protected from by dua. O servant of Allah, observe dua. And in another narration it is said that your dua rises and it fights the calamity and doesn't let it descend to the earth, and it continues to fight it till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This dua that we ignored was actually fighting what we call today bad luck. Oh, this has happened, that's happened, this has happened. Yet if you continuously made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, as Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, there may have been so many calamities, so many disasters in our lives, so many misfortunes that we could have protected ourselves from. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we must feel in our hearts a great regret for not continuously making dua in the past. But it is not over yet. We can change. In this Ramadan al-Mubarak, we can make a change in our lives which can stay with us till the last day of our lives in this world. We can make a change and we can start to make a habit of making dua in the full and proper manner that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We can make du'as that protect us from calamities. We can make du'as that protect us from misfortunes. We can make du'as which ask for our needs in daily life. We can make du'as for the Nabis and Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can present salutations in their courts. We can make du'as by the wasila of the Nabis and Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can make du'a by the wasila of our parents. We can do all these things to ensure that the Creator Supreme is pleased with us and accepts our du'as. And today, if we are lazy, then only you and I are the losers. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, du'a is a very powerful and effective way of fulfilling your needs. If you make dua properly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal will not make you go and beg other people. Be a beggar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be humble and sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua in the morning, in the afternoon, asr, maghrib time, isha time, tahajjud time, every time you read the Quran, every time you come out of the house, as much as you can, and request in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Become a servant in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by constantly making supplications, and the Creator Supreme will never put you in a position where you are begging other people. Because Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill all your needs. There is nothing more potent than removing distress from your life than dua. And the dua of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who try to protect themselves from sins, those who try to guard their eyes, their ears, their tongues, their hands, their feet, from anything that displeases Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are raised high in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They become very superior. And in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are all in the state of fasting. We are all trying to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are protecting our eyes for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing Allah is watching. We are protecting our ears from profanity, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. We are protecting our tongue not to say anything, and we say in accordance with the hadith, if anybody argues with us, I am fasting for the sake of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We try to protect our hands and feet and not do anything that displeases Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, we go further than that. We try to do actions with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongue, with our hands, with our feet, that please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in that state, when you're showing signs of servitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then having stayed hungry and thirsty and protected your organs from anything that displeases Allah Azza wa Jal, then if you take this beautiful weapon of dua, this tool, this mechanism of fulfilling your needs, Allah, with this powerful and effective method of supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then can you imagine the blessings that will descend upon you in this month of Ramadan? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is almost incumbent upon us to learn to make dua properly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is important that we avoid sins, because in the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, it is a badkismat, it is a very unfortunate person who continues to commit sin. And it is a very unfortunate person who in this month doesn't make dua properly and sincerely in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a servant's dua is never void of three things. One, either his sins are forgiven, or he benefits in this dunya, or his virtues are accumulated for him on the day of Akhirah. And the scholars write that when you make a dua, Allah Azza wa Jal may fulfill it immediately, or Allah Azza wa Jal may delay the fulfillment of that when it is a beneficial time for you, because the Creator knows, but you don't know when it is beneficial. Sometimes we make dua and it might not be the best thing for us. So Allah Azza wa Jal, with His infinite wisdom, knows when it is the best time for us to be given that particular thing, and so it is delayed till that. Then sometimes the dua may be accepted in a different way, in that it negates a calamity that's going to befall us, so that it takes away a calamity, a disaster, a misfortune that was heading towards us, but because of that dua, the calamity is gone. So it's not been fulfilled, but it's protected us from something else. And if not that, then those duas will be kept, and on the day of judgment they will be given to you in the form of deeds. And on that day, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in accordance with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the essence of it is this, that you will wish that, Ya Allah, gosh, none of my du'as were accepted in the world, and today on the day of judgment I had all this extra to put on the scales when my deeds are being weighed. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, du'a is the essence of worship. And there are factors which lead to its acceptance. There are things we can do, methods we can adopt, ethics we can observe. And combining all of these together with humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we can hope that by bettering the way we make dua, they are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we make dua with sincerity, humbleness, concentration, and by gaining blessings of reading through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both before and after dua, then these all come together, together with the beautiful dua we have made to present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the month of Ramadan, there can be little doubt that if done properly, it will be accepted in one form or another. The difficulty we have today is that when we make dua, we make it half-heartedly. We don't concentrate. We don't realize what we're doing. It is just some lip service words that we do, or some ratta that we've done, and that's it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers at Madni Channel, think about it. If we're not going to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who can we ask? Who can we turn to? Is there anybody else? Today, our sleep or our busy schedules make it difficult for us to make dua. But we are losing out, and if we realized what we were losing out on, then we would be sad. Because there are all these blessings and ni'mats and gifts and all these great bounties awaiting us. All we need to do is ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the correct way, in a manner that pleases Him. And look, the Creator Supreme surrounds us and showers us with mercies and gifts and bounties without us even asking. We haven't asked for many of the things. We don't even know how they work. We don't know how the brain works and how the hands work and how the gifts of the eyes work. And the Creator Supreme has showered us all these mercies without us even asking. Can you imagine the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal when His banda, His abd, His servant says, Ya Allah, You are my Lord, I need this. And especially in the month of Ramadan and Mubarak, subhanAllah, this is why the scholars write, Ya bande mang, ask. Ask humbly and sincerely in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you will be given whatever you need. You will be given whatever you ask for. Yes, there are etiquettes. Obviously, we won't be asking for anything haram. But any halal you need, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful, the most compassionate. You ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal humbly and sincerely. Allahu Akbar. These nights of Ramadan and Mubarak are amazing. We know that the scholars say that in the last sixth of the night, there is time for acceptance of du'as. In the month of Ramadan and Mubarak, we're awake. When you get up for Sahri, get up a little early. Pray two rakats in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In a secluded room, shed a few tears in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for forgiveness for your sins, and then humbly make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to start off with, it may be good to make a list of things that you can ask for and repeat and work through that list bit by bit. And inshallah, with the blessings of that, you will gain closeness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to make sincere dua in His court. And by the vasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may those du'as be accepted. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.